there in that pit, getting exactly what he deserves. A father's favorite, he said. He could never do anything wrong, he said. My father loves me more than he loves all of you, he said. He talked about his dreams. Oh, his dreams. Let's see what kind of dreams he has now there in that pit. Yeah, that's right. We threw him into the pit. Couldn't keep him alive. Couldn't keep him around, so we sold him for 20 shekels of silver to some passing by Ishmaelites on their way to Egypt. They took him. He'll never get out of the pit. Joseph's brothers were jealous of Joseph. He was father's favorite, the youngest of all the boys. And he let them know all the time that his father loved him more than anyone else. His father gave him a special coat, remember, because the father adored him. The brothers were jealous. Who wouldn't be? They betrayed him. The father would often send Joseph to go give report back to the brothers. He was always checking on them and then telling on them. They were jealous. So they threw him into a pit and sold him for 20 shekels of silver. Well, the one they threw into a pit rose to power. The one they threw into a pit was adored by Pharaoh in Egypt. The one they threw into a pit helped avoid a famine throughout the whole land. And the one they threw into a pit went from the pit to power. Well, Joseph's brothers come years later and they're stuck in this famine. They're begging for food. And lo and behold, they come before Joseph, the one they threw into the pit, ruler of all the lands. But they don't know it's Joseph yet. It's been years since the brothers threw him into the pit. So Joseph says to his brothers, come near to me, please. And they came near. He said, I'm your brother, Joseph, who you threw into the pit, whom you sold to Egypt. But don't be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me here to preserve life. The famine's been in the land for 2 years, but there's still 5 more years left. God has sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on the earth and to keep many survivors alive, he says. You did not send me here, God did. And he made me a father to Pharaoh, lord of his house and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Joseph's brothers at that moment fell flat on their faces before him, begging him, have mercy on us. Behold, we are nothing but your servants. And Joseph responds with words of kindness, don't fear. You meant it for evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people would be kept alive. So don't fear. I'll provide for you and your little ones. And thus he comforted them with words of kindness. Joseph speaks words of comfort, tenderness, and kindness to them. Look at him there in that pit, getting exactly what he deserves, the father's favorite. He could never do anything wrong. He sent me. He loves me. I'm doing his will. Talked about a kingdom. Oh, his kingdom. Let's just see what kind of kingdom he has now there in that pit. Yeah, that's right. We threw him into the pit. Couldn't keep him alive, so we sold him for 30 shekels of silver to some angry chief priests on their way to Jerusalem. They did away with him. They crucified him. They nailed him to a cross. He'll never get out of that pit. They rolled a stone in front of it, put a guard in front of that pit. He was the father's most precious son. And you pierced his hands and his feet. You threw Christ into a pit. you murdered the creator of life and you hung God on a cross. He was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we put a crown of thorns on his head. You mocked God, you spit on him. You struck the very face of the Lamb of God. Your jealousy of others' charisma, your anger, your betrayal, your intentional hurting by others, of others by harming their body or their soul or their reputation, all your pride, it strikes the face of the Lamb of God. And we threw him into a pit. Well, the one we threw into a pit rose to power. The one we threw into a pit was adored by the eyes of the Father. And 3 days later, he was raised from the dead and came walking out of that pit. The one we threw into that pit became ruler of all the land. And he is coming again, and he will say, "Come near to me. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I am your brother, whom you sold into Jerusalem. But do not be distressed or angry because you did not send me there. God did. And he made me a king of the Jews and lord of his house and ruler over all creation. What do you suspect you owe him for throwing him into a pit? What do you suspect that you will have to pay for striking the very face of the Lamb of God? What do you suspect you owe for murdering the creator of life and hanging God upon a cross? 10,000 talents? Imprisonment for 1,000 years? It would take someone 60 million days of labor to pay off 10,000 talents. We deserve death and hell. It's a debt that we could never pay back. And our only option is to fall down before him and beg of mercy. Lord, I am nothing but your servant. And Jesus will respond by speaking words of kindness to you. Do not fear. You meant it for evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many lives would be saved. And thus Jesus speaks words of comfort and kindness to us. As the writer to the letter of Hebrews says, his blood speaks a better word to us than the blood of Abel. Therefore, dear children of the King, as you've been forgiven much, you also must forgive others. Have mercy on those who've thrown your life into a pit once or twice. Show forgiveness to those who've mocked you, scorned you, laughed at you, caused you sleepless nights, again and again and again. Even if it's 70 times 7 times, you must show mercy, because the King of Kings and Lord of Lords has shown you so much mercy. Amen.